A reading from the Gospel according to John. Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" And the guards replied, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Has any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed." Nicodemus, one of their members, who had come to Jesus earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Then each went to his own house. The Gospel of the Lord. I'd like to begin with a story from Jewish legend. It says that the village of Kelm, near Poland's border with the Ukraine, is seen in Jewish folklore as the place where an angel assigned by God to carry a sack filled with foolish souls for distribution around the globe, suddenly stumbles and dumping all of these souls into the one village. One of them, it turns out, finds employment sitting at the gate waiting for the promised Messiah to come. When he complains to the village elders that he isn't being paid enough for the job, they agree. "Yes, the pay is too low, but consider, the work is steady." There is a bit of humor to the story when you think about it, waiting forever for a Messiah that one does not think has come. And yet we read this, a very story, today in the Gospel, when the Jewish chief priest would not accept the Messiah who had come. So it's kind of a dark, even tragic humor. For in a way, it characterizes the uncertainty of the crowd, as well as the chief priests and Pharisees, about the true identity of Jesus. They argue about Jesus because they have waited for so long for the coming of the Messiah. Yet when he stands before them, they can't accept him because he doesn't fit into their expectations. Some were looking for a royal Messiah, others for a military Messiah, perhaps only a few for a religious or spiritual Messiah. Jesus did not fit their expectations. We may even wonder how they could have been so blind. And yet, after 2,000 years of Christianity, are we any different? When trials come, or we don't receive what we pray for, do we turn against Jesus? Do we recognize and welcome Jesus and the other person or people around us? Or are we blind like the chief priests? Oh, it's so easy to see God in the eyes of those we love. But what about the people who get on our nerves? Do we condemn other people before we really get to know them? It's so easy to do. Yet, it's actually the people that rub us the wrong way who help us grow in holiness. How can that be? It's because they force us to try to grow in virtue, in charity and patience, in humility and hospitality. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux once told some monks, if you haven't got a pest around your monastery, then go out and find one. Everyone needs somebody that gets on their nerves. Because everyone that we come in contact with each day is sent to us specifically by God to teach us something about ourselves. Some lessons are easy and pleasant, while others are more difficult and sacrificial. Until we can love people like Jesus does, we still have a lot of soul work to do.